As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be
low life. Like to welcome everybody back to the Low Life Social Club. Old school, OGs, triple OGs back on the table. The original OGs back on the table. When has this been? Where has this been?
Shit.
10 years.
How many have we actually thought about how many years ago it was? It's weird to say years.
It's been 4 years.
Yeah. At least four.
What? PB, you're the one back.
I think probably two.
Yeah, at least two. No, he has been. Yeah. You've been to this house.
I've been to this.
Yeah, so
since you've been back.
Yeah,
or since
all of us have been.
The LLC has been started.
Here, yeah.
So
when did the LLC start? 4 years ago, right?
No,
5 years ago.
No,
for that.
Yeah, it's 5 years ago.
It's been at least five.
Five or six.
I don't know where's those shirts at? In the back of the shirt, not those shirts. The other shirts, the terrible shirts.
The white ones.
Yeah.
Oh, established
in
12?
No,
not 12.
Standby.
16.
More like.
No. I want to say 16.
Was it 16?
It sounds good.
No, because.
Well, it's close. Apple Bay was released March 5th of 17.
Apple Bay.
So we're looking at a little over 6 years.
It's been a while.
So we ain't even hit 100 episodes yet.
Yeah, well, we're terrible at this.
We're working on it one at a time.
After this drops,
we are six away.
But even the last time PB was here, I don't think it was just us.
Wasn't the crew, yeah.
No, I think there was other people here. Yes. So this is the originals.
Yes.
The OGs, the triple OG. Well, not four really triple OGs, one double OG.
Double O.
Tom.
I'm just an OG.
HT. Yeah, just a single OG.
I'm a single OG.
I think I popped in about episode 16.
16?
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you just chilling for a few before that?
I might have popped in like episode 15, but I think first word spoke was 16.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
restraining words and shit.
Picturing your old basement.
Kids
in the throwing it down.
There was children in the neighborhood.
I was within 500 people at church or whatever.
The last.
Huh?
What? Our show was whenever he fell off and smacked his head.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Passed out.
That was a 99 nizzle.
99 nizzle. Yeah.
What episode was that?
Oh, that might have been the last time. Yeah,
I don't even know.
Was that here?
No.
I was going to say, yeah.
The old crib. Let's
God
see.
God damn.
I don't know that.
We're looking at episode 31.
Yeah. 31.
That was August 8th of 18 when that one was released.
When we almost lost nizzle.
5 years. So you know when you get the alert on your phone and be like, oh, look at these memories.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking picture of my head that was split open popped up.
On
there. I was like, oh, shit. It's like it was yesterday.
Back, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Just a bloody run down the scalp. Yeah.
I have bloody runs all the time.
Well.
God.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. Call back. Krispy Kreme.
Jesus, we're reminiscing.
We need the colonel here to figure out this board. I can't remember.
Dude, I really enjoyed those little things he put.
Oh, yeah, I know, dude. He did a good job.
Just push them all.
Just push them?
What do you got?
We can't hear.
Yeah, we don't know. We're just going to go for it.
Well, I unplugged the headphones. We'll just roll with this. Hold on, guys. I hope you enjoyed it.
That's the one.
Hope you enjoyed it. That's probably the applause or something.
Yeah. Right.
So, as I said, with me tonight's the Nizzle.
Hey, hey.
The Nino.
How you doing?
HT.
How you doing?
PB back in the house.
Oh, God.
Papa Jerry
like
here.
Like he never left.
Right. Let's go.
Sound like he never left.
Central.
Been practicing.
He's just in the shower every day.
Exactly, yep.
Sensual.
Let's get He's been putting in for like commercials and shit, like Viva Salon or whatever.
You gotta have the right information.
I'm not sure how you haven't won that commercial game.
Yeah, no, right?
Something I should try, I think.
Absolutely.
You could land like
Definitely you could be a Disney character, like a fish or some shit.
Or whatever. No, like, he'd have the voice of like a shark.
Well, I know. You see all those, they always have like a voice you don't think about. Like a voice that you're like, oh, wow, that's a weird voice for a fucking fish.
Hmm. Why a fit? Why were you like Nemo?
Nemo, whatever. Yeah, what's the next? What's the next Disney thing coming out? You could be a car.
I could do anything.
Right? What's you could be a car.
Could movie? He'd definitely be a car.
Yeah.
A car?
Like a car.
Like a Chevy Love?
We could do whatever we want to do.
Yeah, dude, I'm
right. Going bigger, but Chevy Love is cool.
Chevy Love. You always got to go with those. If it's a bigger voice, a smaller car. Yeah, that's how it works, man. That's how it works. The funny thing is.
A smaller voice?
Whatever.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because we were talking earlier about Bebe's Kids. Anybody ever seen Bebe's Kids? Yeah. Right? So I'm pretty sure it's Tone Loke that does the voice of the tiniest baby in the diaper, right? So that's what I'm saying.
Really?
Like, yeah. It's like the voice that you don't expect to come from that thing, that's what you want to do.
And that's what people remember, too.
What?
They'll always remember that character.
Bang.
Yeah. Bebe's Kids.
Bebe's Kids.
That's funny, dude.
Oh shit! What I had some shit to talk about.
Beautiful summer faces, just glowing in the heat.
I'm done with summer. Fuck that,
bro. I've been done for a while.
Last couple days.
Yeah.
Wild.
What?
And actually, it hasn't even been that bad of a summer until like the past 2 weeks.
Well, not according to CNN.
Oh, really?
It's the hottest
on record
summer on record in the world.
Worldwide, yeah.
Worldwide.
I'm talking here. I feel like it hasn't been that bad.
It ain't been that great.
Really?
No.
I feel like it hasn't been that bad.
No.
Like until the last month, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I guess that
I've
is
I've preached
summer.
It before, and I'll preach it again. I'll take 35 over 95.
You're silly. You're silly, bro.
35 dry?
Here's the thing. All these people, out here bitching, it's so hot. It's so hot.
55 to 75 is
the you get to wintertime, and they're like, oh, give me them summer days back. No, fuck that, dude. Who wants 114 degrees?
So you would rather have 35?
Huh? Me.
Why?
Because I fuck the cold.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The cold.
It ain't like you're out in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I would rather do is if I'm out in it, I'd much rather be out in 114 than 35 all day long.
No fucking
way. Whether it's 2 seconds or 22 seconds, I'd much rather be out in 114 all day long.
I agree.
Sky's blue, grass is green. I'm fucking chilling. Looking good. Like snap. Whole snap.
You can do things. I mean, I know it's outside. You can still do things.
I still mow.
He just likes to have his shirt off. That's really what we're getting.
Exactly.
I don't have a shirt on when it's 35 either.
That's true.
I'm just bitching.
Yeah, that's why cold stuff.
Nipples hard. Man. Hair on my back is fucking frozen.
Yeah,
so summer's been hot.
It's been, and the fucking, we've got a lot of rain too. I feel like the humidity's been pretty terrible. But if it's going to be 35, are you want it dry? Or are you like, if it's going to be cold, let's get some snow. Let's make it worth it.
I don't care either.
Because I don't like when it's fucking cold and there's no snow. Like, it's not fun. It's just gray and cold.
Snow is fun?
Yeah, I don't think snow's fun.
He works from home.
I drive for a living and snow's not
fun. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Hey, he works from home. Of course he loves the snow.
One day a week.
So pretty.
Oh, my God. Look at the snow.
One day a week.
Window.
And I actually don't even work anymore.
My perch that I'm looking down.
Let's do laundry.
Oh, shit. Look at that.
God, this guy.
I work from home.
One day.
I would love to work from home.
It's not.
No?
Well, your spouse works from home. So you would both be there all day long? Commingling?
No, I couldn't do that. Yeah. I'd have to be upstairs.
Yeah, well, even if you know, it's not worth it.
I couldn't take the same lunch breaks as she does. No. I couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't do that. But I couldn't work from home. There's no way.
It's not.
I would have zero motivation. I would want to do other shit. And I wouldn't have a job for very long.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
A dude that has to leave and go to work.
Yeah. It's not as easy for me either. I get distracted. I'll go outside.
eBay.
I'll buy 14 things on eBay before I send
buying things on eBay.
Before you send one email?
Probably. Yeah.
You get paid for sending emails?
No. Well, it's part of my job, but
yeah.
Not per email. That'd be dope.
That would be dope.
Like 10 cents an email or something? Little side pot.
You say that'd be dope. But there's people out there that probably get
probably 10 cents like an per, email
to send, yeah, right.
Or like per those call Fisher for sure.
Scams. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're like, hey man, I'll be 10
how many
cents.
Comcast emails can you send out one day exactly. Offering our best package?
Exactly. And I'll give you an extra 10 cents for everybody that falls for it.
Ooh. 20 cents.
Terrible job. Don't start.
Yeah, don't.
There's a lot of them too.
So many Fisher emails. Dude.
So many.
You said you had something to talk about?
Oh, no, I just had this one thing. Young Jerry News.
Ooh.
That's our new.
Oh, hit him with the
laugh. Yeah, hit him with the Young Jerry News.
One of those laugh
hit him
tracks.
With the clap track. You
know Young Jerry News. Ooh. I don't know what that one is. I hope it's good.
I hope it's good.
Yeah. One more time. Young Jerry News. A different one.
That's the one.
We'll see which one's better. But and y'all motherfuckers might already know this shit.
Probably not.
But I just figured this shit out, man. I mean, I think we're all, you know, old enough. Well, PB's extra old, but I think we're all old enough to remember playing Mario.
Yeah.
Duck Hunt.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Or Duck Hunt.
Oh yeah.
Right. Did y'all motherfuckers know that if you're single when you're playing Duck Hunt? Right, and you're the dude shooting the ducks.
Mm-hmm.
That your other dude could grab the controller and control the duck.
No,
fuck no.
Yeah,
like
control the fucking duck
on the OG Nintendo.
On the OG Nintendo,
you could like up and down
you
and side to side.
The duck.
Shut the fuck
HT, up. You're shaking your head. Yes, like
only because I saw the same video that you did.
All right,
but you can
know that,
that
back in the day.
No, how, but I know that later on.
How is that? How has this not been all over the
social media? Dude, I saw screenshots of the instructions, like the pamphlet that came with the game. Because, you know, none of us fucking read the fucking pamphlet.
I didn't even have it
in play.
I think I stole from Blockbuster.
Really?
I mean, I borrowed it. I rented it.
It's okay. They're out of business.
I just didn't return it.
I got you. Yes, okay, yes. Okay.
Yeah, which is why they're out of business.
Right? I mean, I got it from a garage sale. It's fine. It didn't come with the pamphlet.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah,
it legit says in
screenshots
there?
Of the pamphlet saying the second player can control the
duck.
Do you
know how much more fun that would have been?
What the fuck, man?
Wow, I gotta play it again now.
That baffled me. And as soon as I read it,
I did. I have the Nintendo, but I do not have that game. I might have that
the gun
game, but I don't have the gun.
I mean, as soon as I read it, I thought to myself, okay,
no way,
no way, nobody knows this. And then I was like, fuck, I'm the only motherfucker that didn't do this. But thank you guys.
I didn't
know
that.
Now I know.
No, we just took turns. It was boring.
Yeah.
First off,
because
it wasn't boring. It was
right,
a raid.
After you shoot all the ducks and you win.
That's only if you're playing by yourself. If you had somebody you're playing with,
you got to keep it fair.
They're an asshole.
Full
they're letting you put it straight up to the fucking TV.
Me and my stepbrother
full
both
court,
in I'm going to get that motherfucking duck.
That's shitty, man. You get it together.
Did you
get it together?
When you suck,
you
suck.
When you immediately, when you said that game, all I could picture is how high that dog was.
All right, super high.
That dog was so fucking stoned. Mm-hmm. That fucking dog.
And a psychopath.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He was like, how these
guys
are
he's drooling.
Dying.
And
yes. I love
bloodshot
this.
Eyes.
Oh, hail Satan.
Yeah, Satan,
you know,
dog.
He was doing all that shit.
Could you control the dog? That would be. To go. Shit. Yeah, but you can make him go fetch the duck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Still.
Third player. Two ports.
All right,
there's
can
only
see
two
that.
Ports.
There was only two ports, yeah. You're right.
$30 gets you the gun and the game. $30.
First off, how in this room do we not have this already?
I think I have the game, but I think my gun
got to have all these things.
As all of our guns have failed in
that spring of the trigger
years, as we get older, I think the gun is just.
Yeah, you could buy the gun at any.
Yeah, yeah.
We're buying some on eBay, Tom.
That might be
research. Researching.
Wait, first off, do we have a Nintendo?
I do not.
I don't.
No. I have the original.
You got the original, the OG?
The problem is we got to figure out how to get it to a TV
connected?
That... Yeah.
I just bought the connection.
Oh, yeah, you said you had the...
Boom.
Well, that's 64. Done. Is it the same?
Mine is just the
left-right
audio
converter.
I think that is the same.
No, it's the original Nintendo, I think, is like a little... It's like a little box this big.
And it hooked into like the little screw to the back of
the
TV, right?
Yeah.
You're right.
It's like a little U, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
So
Tom, find that on eBay for us, would you?
Yeah. It's a little tricky, but that is fucking amazing.
And let's get the duck hunt, and let's get
that should be a trip.
So you have the OG?
I'm 90% sure I've got the game.
Okay.
Because didn't it come...
And the console?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have the console.
You got the console?
For sure I have the console. Didn't the game, it was like a dual game?
Yeah. No, what was Mario the and Duck Hunt.
Was it original? Just right, straight up Mario. Yeah,
Mario
right?
and
yeah,
Duck
yeah,
Hunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
just Super Mario Brothers, mm-hmm. wasn't it? Yeah.
Man, I'm pretty sure. I know I have the console, but I don't know about the game.
Shit blew my
30
mind.
Bucks might be worth it, but. That's, dude, that should be in every fucking trivia contest.
Yeah.
Dude, you know.
HT just fucking found his 64. Now we got a couple of 64. Yeah. Tom's got nine
NFL games. I got the
NFL 64. Games.
So many NFL
Big
games.
Big football got guy?
Blitz.
Apparently.
You got Blitz? Blitz?
Apparently I wasn't.
Is this what you would need?
Got Blitz. That's the only one you need.
That's what I just bought.
That's what you just bought.
Yeah.
You don't need that though, right?
No. No.
All right, I'll keep
Dude, Blitz is the game.
Blitz is the only one you need.
Blitz oh, is the man.
Shit. Unless you're getting Tecmo Bowl.
Well, that's, that's hard to go by.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Triple OG. Yeah.
What was that? What console was that played on? That was Nintendo. Was that original Nintendo? Okay.
But originally arcade.
Well, yeah. But then came to
Nintendo when they did the console. But yeah.
Speaking of, I saw they had Tecmo at.
They got an arcade out.
Arcade out. Yeah, does it work?
I don't
know. I assume it works. They have it.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it does.
I mean, all you got to do.
Power's fucking out, so.
You just got to pick the Raiders.
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson, baby.
Every Big time. Bo.
He'll run every kickoff back.
Every single
one. Yeah.
Every kickoff back.
Because them motherfuckers just bounce off that dude.
It's a flaw.
That's a glitch.
It's
yeah.
a glitch in the
middle. That would be the OG glitch.
They couldn't fix.
Glitch they couldn't fix, man.
No, it wasn't a flaw. He was that badass.
He was. Yeah, he was. Yeah, that's true.
So, they didn't know.
Dang it, PB.
He watched him live for years.
Knew you were worth bringing back.
I got that Bo Jackson bobblehead that they gave out.
Did you?
The other day.
Is that the running up the wall one?
Yeah.
Nice.
We had bought tickets, and then little man had a second tryout with a team at 6 o'clock. The game was at 7 o'clock, so we sold the three tickets to some lady in the neighborhood. And wifey said, you know, if you can, husband would like to have one of the bobbleheads or whatever. So the lady came through.
Nice.
Dropped one of them off at the door. Nice.
She shall not be named lady.
I don't remember.
I can't believe that you actually bought tickets.
That was the only reason I wanted to go, was to get that bobblehead.
Yeah.
Plus, I had like some birthday thing. I only paid 50.
Speaking of bobblehead, what was that rap song about early 2000s? Bobblehead?
Are you talking about Chicken Head?
No, no.
Oh.
Bobblehead.
That's PB's old lady's favorite song.
Is it?
Chicken Head?
Chicken Head?
When you go back home, bring it up to her. Bring it up to her, because that's one of her favorite
really?
Fucking songs.
I have a feeling that's not going to go well.
I love
it.
I'll have to pick her up
first. She's going to be like, give me head. She's going to say it wrong or something. She's going to slap him.
Hey, baby.
Move the box wine away from her. Give her a shake.
Project Pat.
So what are you talking about? Bobblehead. It might have been like a remake of
I don't know
song.
It.
I don't think
I don't know it. Yeah,
bro,
I'm
telling you.
Chicken Head.
This
is what we're talking about. Chicken Head. He's
talking about
bobblehead, though. You don't remember this jam? This is early
2000s. Who is this? That's Nelly.
It's called Bobblehead.
It's a lot. Paul Wall's in it.
What?
Oh, shit.
This is 2000?
D4L?
I don't know who that is.
D4L?
Do I? Who's that?
Fast forward.
Uh-huh. I have no idea.
Purple Pills?
Yeah. That was Eminem's people.
No, that's D12, not D4L.
D4L is
Fast Forward. I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
He's a bobblehead.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
What about it?
I don't know. You just said bobblehead.
Nah, got you in it.
Pretty sure it's the same group that sings Laffy Taffy.
I'm sure.
Laffy Taffy. Yeah.
That was a terrible song, too.
It was awful, but it's like, no, not D12.
Not D12.
D12 was good.
Blue and yellow purple pills. That was D12, yeah.
Blue and yellow purple pills.
Damn, so there's no update on...
the murders?
On the...
Murder?
The employee.
Yeah.
He's still showing up to work. Still showing up to work. Hadn't been taken off by the feds.
Wow.
He's still plugging away.
What the fuck is going on there?
Why is the feds just taking their time?
Why is this not on the news?
Why is there no update?
This was the house thing.
This was the
guy
that was dead for 6 years in the house.
The fuck?
Yeah. Did you hear about that, PB?
No, I did not hear about this.
So I have a coworker whose father-in-law was dead in his house for 6 years. And
to my playlist for
his my coworker and his wife lived in the same house.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just was like,
They were like, fuck it. Yeah. Just walk over.
Didn't they continue, like, collect his checks?
Well, the checks still rolled in. That's what they're investigating, is if they spent money or not. Okay. So, feds are supposedly investigating, but it's been going on for 6 months. So, you know.
Man, could you imagine how that house smelled?
That's what we were talking about.
But as we've learned, if you crack the window in the room,
it doesn't make sense. You learned that from The Last of Us, motherfucker.
Motherfucker didn't learn nothing.
He watched one
episode of Last of Us, and he's like, crack the window.
That was the best fucking episode.
It absolutely was. Have the best
fucking episode.
Don't act like this is a
watch. What is it?
The Last of Us.
Science.
I've seen.
It's amazing.
Science, dude.
We just now finished Succession.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be disgusting. I mean, but it might not. I mean, it's still going to smell.
Now, you put on the note, don't go into the bedroom.
Yeah, do not walk in.
Yeah, like, don't go into the bedroom. We are dead in here.
We're dead.
But we have cracked the window.
But we have at least made it livable for a few days. Probably not.
No, there's no way that cracking a window.
But 6 years, right?
How did they find out that the...
My coworker called.
This isn't months,
and
right?
And reported it.
Years.
6 years.
Years.
So he lived with it, and then he decided to tell on himself?
Well, his wife about kicked the bucket last year. He gets scared. She almost dies in the hospital. His father-in-law is still dead in the house. He's like,
I'm not going to get
what
pinned with this
I'm
shit.
I'm not going down for this.
He's like, it's this bitch's shit.
So he calls over the park police.
Dude, that's crazy.
Come get him.
Yeah. How is this not on the news?
It was on the news.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
But not, I feel like not.
It's for like a week.
Yeah, it's not talked about long enough.
Yeah.
No.
Because this is some fucked up shit.
He just comes to work like nothing happened, huh?
Yeah.
He's like, I need a Snickers bar.
Like the whole warehouse and shit was talking about it.
Right.
I call him.
Greg.
I'll tell you later what I call him.
What up, Greg?
It's like BFF.
No.
Oh. I'm surprised you're not here tonight.
Homie.
No.
Should have brought him with you.
Slim. Yeah, you didn't come in?
Should have brought him in here.
My coworker?
Yeah. Oh,
what are you guys doing after this?
Murdering ass Mo.
Yeah. Honestly, we might peak the podcast listens if we have real.
So. If you can start hanging
real
out.
Real life.
You want me to rank
him? Absolutely.
Like, real life fucking
if
murder
you can
mystery.
Get him in on this pod?
Do I let him know prior? Or do we just like pull the wool over his eyes and be like, supplies?
Supplies?
Supplies.
Hit him with a supplies.
Hit a button on that
one. It's an inside joke between me and the wife.
Wah, wah. Hit him with the supplies.
It's an inside joke between me and her.
Yeah, I thought you said more
too,
flies.
You and your old
friends
with the supplies.
Do you tell him prior to? Or are you just like...
Yeah, I think we do.
Rod and reel his ass.
No. Does he drink? Does he hang? Does he like...
No, I don't think
see, that's going to be tough.
No, I think you tell him...
How do you get
it? I really don't want to be in a situation where we throw it on him and then all of a sudden it's a situation where we're throwing hands and shit. Mics are falling over. I don't know about that.
No, he's not. That's not...
Like,
that's
Tom, not get him. Get him, Tom.
Nico, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I got him.
Let him go.
Get him.
You got him?
That's not
him.
Got him.
No, he
won't be on the pod.
No?
No.
Well, fuck.
It's because you don't want to break.
We have an inside connection. We can't even use it?
Fuck.
I don't think
he wants pot.
He wouldn't bring anything.
This is why his pot sucks.
Except for the story.
He would just say, I plead the fifth.
That's the main thing we're breaking him off for. What the fuck are you talking about?
I've told you the story.
I want to hear it from the lips of
the man that murdered the old man.
I don't think he murdered him.
He probably didn't, but he sat there where he died.
So...
It's the same thing.
I don't know if he sat there and watched him die.
Well, at one point, he walked into that room and was like, fuck. He died. Don't tell nobody.
Close the door.
Crack the window.
Wifey was the mastermind. She
Either
had to.
Way,
she had to.
She told him.
Yeah.
At some point, he's like, man, I ain't seen your dad like 6 days. Like, is he okay? Oh, fuck. I forgot to tell you.
Six years ago.
He gone.
That motherfucker done died.
He did.
He good up there, though. So I cracked the window. I cracked the window.
Cracked the window.
Yeah, I want him on the pod. Get him. Let's go.
I'll see what
call him right now.
Text him.
I have this.
I know you know his number.
I do have his phone number.
Because you guys are fucking best friends.
No, we're not. We're co-workers. We are co-workers.
Were you there the day he died?
No, I was not.
Oh.
Murder.
We might have a fucking... A bigger story than we think.
No.
Let's see your text messages between him and him.
What's his?
You know what? I might.
Can you share his first name?
I might have.
Or just
the
like
news did.
So. Make it sound like his first name.
Schmill. No.
Make it sound like his first
name. Just like
name?
You know, like
Schmill. Yeah, like Schmill.
I'll show you. Hold on.
No. Steve.
Like Steve. Jerry Seinfeld is Snary Jeinfeld.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know or Jeinfeld. Like
Here's our comment. The last conversation I had with him was February 10th of 2022.
Yeah, he was dead by then.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was already dead.
Man, he was dead.
Yeah.
This is a murder.
You're talking to a cold-hearted.
Beep. Murder. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's really.
What's his name?
It's like, hey, how was work? Good.
Killed a man.
Yeah, that's all it is work talk.
What's your living room look like?
Walmart. No,
that's what my first question would be.
It's like, how do you get the smell out of the car?
Yeah, do you know that if
like
you...
a dead cat that died like 6 years ago
if you,
and you're just trying to get the smell out?
If you can learn what a person's living room just looks like just from just like the front door, you can learn a lot about them.
Mm.
Soak that in for
what
a second.
Do you mean?
Just picture a living room,
mm-hmm.
any
mm-hmm.
living room.
Okay.
And tell me like it just, you can,
why do
it
I
sinks.
Actually go to like my grandma's living room?
Correct. Well, because you know the living room.
Yeah, but it's like, that's like a living room of, you think like a serial killer. Not that
your
my grandma was a serial killer. I'm just saying like now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like if you were to walk into somebody's house.
So serial killers have wood paneled living rooms with orange furniture?
Right.
Yes.
If you walk into somebody's living room now
red
and
flag,
you're like,
right?
This looks like a grandma's
yes,
living room.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck.
If you see TV trays everywhere,
a lot of TV trays.
There's like empty Mountain Dew bottles. Like, what do you, you know that guy better than you think you know that guy that lives there.
So I would say his name would rhyme with.
So I want to see his living
smirk.
Ah, yes.
Smirk.
Bert.
No.
Mark.
We're not, it's not a guessing game. We're just going to use the.
No, okay. Smirk.
Yeah. Smirk.
No, so it's a guessing game now.
Smirk.
Shit.
Turk?
Twerk?
Twerk.
Twerk Johnson.
Twerk Johnson.
Oh, Twerk Johnson.
I remember it now from the news.
The news.
Yeah. Twerk Johnson.
Twerk Johnson. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Twerk Johnson.
Murder.
John's father-in-law dead 6 years
and
ago.
And wifey did not pass?
No, wifey's still alive.
Wifey's hanging around.
Yeah,
okay.
Being investigated too.
Life's
well, as she should.
Cashing them checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Every day.
I think if they did, they'd already fucking have them though. I mean, it's been six
I feel like
months.
The checks would easily link it back to...
Right.
You would think so.
Well, like, oh, you were cashing...
things.
Yeah, you were cashing right. checks 6 years ago.
Yeah, but what the fuck else is... I don't understand it. Okay, so...
You're a crime guy. Figure this shit out. Figure it out for us.
You lived in the house six... You gotta know he's dead, right?
They do know he's
so
dead.
What's the crime?
So they don't... There's gotta be a
there
crime
has,
to not...
Yeah, there has
not
to.
Telling
report
somebody
no
he's dead.
Crime in the state
no
of
crime?
Kansas. No.
You can just...
We've talked
it just,
about
you
this.
You can just hang out with dead folk?
No, there's no law in the state of Kansas that says you have to report a dead body.
Well, they're, fucking, they're free. Smirk's free.
Yeah, Smirk
as
Johnson.
As long as there's no desecration. If it's untouched, undisturbed, blah, 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 you could have that motherfucker in your house.
So essentially,
you crack the window, you close the door, and you're
crack the window,
you
close the door.
It. Yeah, you can't,
fuck
it.
He didn't
fuck
that's
it.
Messed up.
You certainly
can't
shouldn't
suck
fuck
it.
It.
That's messed up that I can't fuck that dead body.
Well, Tom, maybe in Missouri you can get away with
you
that.
Can. It's a felony.
It's a felony?
Yeah, definitely a felony.
If they
you
find
can
out.
You want.
If they find out.
That's a free world.
It's a free world.
You're probably getting more trouble doing that than spending the checks.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You.
That's
so, honestly, they could probably get some time for, like, the check issue, right? Is there
if
some fraud going on
that
there?
That is the only thing that...
That's it. That's about it. Yeah.
That's all they're looking at.
Yes.
Holy shit.
So three, 4 years and maybe just shame on their name for the rest of their life?
Shame on their name.
Possibly.
Johnson's?
I mean, they'd probably end up losing everything they have.
Well, yeah.
Twerk Johnson.
Twerk Johnson.
Twerk.
Twerk.
Twerk Johnson.
That's crazy. It's crazy because that's the shit you hear, like we listen to on the podcast.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And
that's
on
a lot
TV. And you have text messages with this fella.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And dick pics.
Yeah, and dick sexual pics. Encounters.
Is it his dick or the
oh,
dick?
No.
Dick?
Oh,
no.
Shit. That was another guy?
No.
Oh, it was the other jerk.
That was Jerk Thompson.
Jerk Thompson.
Jerk
Thompson.
Jerk
Johnson.
Jerk Thompson.
Jerk Thompson?
That was his penis.
Not Twerk Johnson?
Jerk Thompson.
Yeah.
Jerk Thompson.
Yeah, I know Jerk's.
You can see how that's easily like
very confused.
Yeah,
very
okay.
Confused.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, all right, making sure.
Hey, you know the best thing is the neighbors are probably like, well, he was such a nice guy. You know, I can't believe this really happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does it always
he's been
like
dead
that,
for
right?
6 years. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Didn't think they could do
so
that.
Nice. They came over with pies.
Pies.
Oh, meat pies.
Meat pies.
You know that's a thing.
Schmuck pies.
Meat pies, yeah. Meat pies are bad.
Yeah, we've all seen fucking...
You eat meat pie?
No, I never eat meat
pie. No, I don't eat meat pie. What's it called? There's a name.
What's the
shepherd?
Mincemeat pie?
Shepherd's pie?
No, shepherd's pie.
Pretty sure that's a thing.
Chef's kiss.
It's the same shepherd's fucking thing.
Mincemeat?
No, mincemeat is like ham or something. I don't know what it is. It's shepherd's pie is delicious. Mashed potatoes and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's not what I'm talking about.
Meat pie is a kink.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. If I was right now to just
really,
like
you'd
get
fuck
up here and just put my legs together, that's the meat pie.
Oh.
I'm like, that's a kink.
Okay.
Who wants to... Preston?
Who wants to...
You want to take a dabble in my meat pie?
Nah.
I'll show it to you.
It sounds... I'm sure gross. You would.
I would show you my meat pie.
We see it now.
Yeah.
I pull my curtain up so you could really see my meat pie.
The butcher of Beet Street? Or the butcher of... What's it? Sweeney Todd?
Sweeney Todd?
Yeah. And that
I think it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Never seen it.
It is an English thing.
Sweeney Todd.
Pretty sure my father-in-law eats that shit.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee he does.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Oh, Ed. He don't
hey, as long as he doesn't...
He don't put a goddamn lick of seasoning in that shit either.
Oh, just eats it raw?
Oh, it's bland. They won't put... He won't put salt on nothing.
Well,
oh, yeah.
I get that. Salt will kill you.
As long as they died naturally, he's fine.
Well, I mean...
Is it like an all-natural kind of folk?
Hmm?
Or are we talking he just don't like seasonings?
Did someone shit their pants?
Oh, no, he's British. Yeah, he...
Rotten-ass Tom over there.
Like, bland.
Like, he rotten.
Just try.
He likes his beer warm.
Was not I.
Yeah, he's that kind of guy.
Gross. Ed. That sounds terrible.
It's PB's father-in-law, not mine. Don't ask me.
I'm not asking. I'm just...
Meat pies.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that they've talked about
mince meat pies or something.
Well, because his parents or his mother was from England, so they
it's got to be a European thing. It just
it's the kink.
It's
racist.
I
just told you. If you want to get my meat pie?
Let's see it.
I mean, are we on YouTube yet?
I got it up here.
No YouTube yet.
No YouTube yet.
Pull my curtain back. You can really see my fucking pie.
Curtain.
Yeah.
I bet it's shaved.
It's my balls.
I bet it's shaved.
I'll pull my balls back.
You really
see my meat pie.
If we had a Manscaped sponsor, this would be the perfect segue.
Yeah, absolutely.
For them shaved meat pie.
I ain't shaving them fucking
trimmed
meat pie,
though.
I'm letting that thing just grow.
You need to just shave one.
Speaking of, going back to Bo Jackson, did we talk about his hiccups?
Like Bo Jackson's hiccups?
Yeah.
Like baseball?
Did you not hear about this?
No.
You didn't hear about Bo Jackson's?
No.
Oh, jeez. Fuck hiccups, though, by the way.
I'm surprised you didn't hear about this. Okay. Let me get the info here. It was a thing for.
So Bo Jackson's hiccups were more.
Yeah, he had a procedure.
Story.
Bo Jackson. He had hiccups for over a year. He had a procedure.
Over a
done.
Year, I'd have killed myself.
He had a procedure done.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have killed. I would have suffocated myself.
Bo
hiccups
Jackson
for a year.
Stand by.
Oh my God, the hiccups are the worst.
Former Kansas City Royals and Los Angeles Raiders star 60. Says he has had the hiccups for nearly a year. The ailment caused him to miss a recent ceremony honoring fellow Auburn University star Frank Thomas. He said on May 10th, blah, blah, blah.
Hiccups.
Blah, blah, blah. Where's the rest?
I mean, what is a hiccup? It's just a pain in the ass.
It's paywall,
it is.
Subscribe.
Can't read the rest of the story.
Can't read the rest of it.
Fuck,
no,
top blurry.
On to the next segment.
It says, oncoming defenders on the football field and outfield walls on the baseball field couldn't stop Bo Jackson, but the two sport sensation has finally met his match, hiccups. Former Kansas City Royals and LA star 60 says he's had the hiccups for nearly
60?
What? 60 years old.
Motherfucker's 60.
Says he will undergo procedure after dealing with chronic hiccups for nearly a year.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
What's the procedure?
You. Dying.
Murder. Yeah, like I'd just stab me
just
wherever.
Jumping off a bridge.
Yeah.
This is what he quoted when they asked him about not going to Frank Thomas's thing. I wasn't there because of dealing with hiccups. I've had the hiccups since last July. I'm getting a medical procedure done at the end of the end of this week.
I can't even imagine.
To try to remedy it, I've been busy sitting at the hospital excuse me. Sitting with doctors, poking me, shining lights down my throat, probing me every day to see what they can do to find out why I've got these hiccups.
Why the fuck did he have the hiccups?
What is it? It's air somewhere. I don't know what a hiccup is. I know it sucks.
Sucks. Fucking absolutely terrible.
I've got the kind of coughs. He was later asked if doctors had figured out the cause of the condition. They had not. And Jackson had apparently tried remedies from the cliche to the exotic.
People just be scaring him.
Hell no, I've done everything. Day. Scare me, hit me upside down, drink water, smell the ass of a porcupine. It doesn't work. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I've not heard that one.
Porcupine ass. Yeah, smell the ass.
Have you guys ever seen a porcupine in life, real life?
I would let somebody punch me in the face repeatedly.
I'm surprised you didn't hear about this.
Yeah, like, for that long. Put your knee through my chest.
Yeah, right. Like, just kick the shit out of me.
A year.
What the fuck?
I don't like them for a minute.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're miserable.
Yeah.
Usually I throw up after I have the hiccups.
Sounds about right with you.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a thing?
Well, the key thing is there is usually I throw up, period.
Yeah, well.
I'm a little bitch.
After he leaves the pod. Yeah. After I walk out of this fucking room. For at least a year straight. There's probably 6 months.
Every time?
Not every time, no.
Nah. Just when he got the hiccups.
But usually when I get the hiccups is after I'm drinking.
Oh, yeah. That's the only time
so,
I get the hiccups.
Then I throw up because
I'm
a drinker.
It sure does suck.
Oh, sometimes it hurt.
Yeah.
But like, it's an air they thing, hit you. Right? It's like an air in the somewhere. And
you're probably on the brink of death.
It's yeah.
Like, hiccups probably put you on the brink.
Well, don't they say like a sneeze, you die for a quick second? Isn't that a thing?
I think something with your heartbeat or something.
Get that off a TV show too?
Probably. You're probably there's probably at least probably Kardashians two or three or moments a day you're close to death.
You think so?
On the average person.
You think?
Sure. Google
a
it.
Day? That's interesting.
Google it.
Google
that's
it,
fucking,
boss.
That's really
how
interesting.
Many, how many close fucking brinks of death?
At least in my mind, I am.
Am I Googling
like,
three
I get, like,
times?
I get like a chest thing. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Jerry farts. He's like, oh, there's one.
He hasn't farted without a shit in 6 years.
I don't fart, bro.
So what am I Googling?
My apologies. Sincere apologies.
How close to death are you on a regular day?
Yes. Those words.
That's a good one.
Nailed it.
It's an Android, though, guys, so it's not
going to take a minute. Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to figure out how to word it, asshole.
Beep, beep, beep. It's a dial-up. It's a dial-up.
Fuck you.
Is your AOL still working?
Yeah. Yeah. It's paid up.
I mean, a day?
Spank me, Daddy 6ix9ine.
Really
hit me
anything.
up. Fucking tag.
That was his name, his username. Spank me daddy 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine420.
Just hitting
spank
up.
Spank me daddy 6ix9ine.
Just blasting the honeys. Hey girl, what you up to?
I need to figure out a way
can
to
you
ask
imagine,
this.
Can you imagine the dude, that the first dude that had that as his email? Because it's guaranteed to be an email.
Guaranteed. At Hotmail, probably. At Hotmail.
I'm surprised the dude that let his fucking father-in-law die.
At Hotmail.com.
6 fucking years ago.
I'm surprised we haven't hired that dude yet.
Oh, I'm sure
at work.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure he's passed through.
Yeah, for sure.
Guaranteed.
We have.
He's probably passed through. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's come through.
That's fucking funny.
Come through.
Oh.
You.
Oh, shit. Throat sore.
What would be the, on a normal day, three times you might think you're like, I could have died there.
I had a headache earlier, and I was like, "This is an aneurysm."
Yeah. So you're just talking
like this is fucking it.
Very you know? Short little.
Yeah, I was outside, and I was like, "Fuck, I'm gonna hit the ground." And I started thinking about the injuries. Jesus. I was like, "My glasses are gonna break. I'm probably gonna get a cut on my face. They're not gonna have an open casket."
Wow. See, my brain went like, I drive on the highway most days.
Mm.
Well, this isn't like, broke down by the day, but it says how often is the average person close to death?
That's an actual thing.
I've been wondering just how often does an average person find themselves in a near-death experience?
Okay.
To make this more specific and cover a wider range, let's leave out anything to do with war and war zones.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
War is
I have experiences in the Army that were near-death, but I will not count those.
As you should not.
Thanks, as you already prefaced it with that shit.
This isn't a poll. My problem is that I have no clue just how often a person living in a first world country should expect them to find themselves in situations that are very likely to cause their death. Blah, blah, blah. Car accidents, falling out of a tree, tripping over a duck and all, striking their head. Blah, blah.
Sharks.
Fuck, sharks.
You watch
sharks. I have found myself just a few
into that here in a minute.
Inches from going over a 500-foot vertical cliff on a motorcycle. Blah, blah, blah.
What the fuck? Okay, you're putting yourself into that situation.
Yeah, who's driving
correct,
in India?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, average person. And I was just talking about health shit, not
so
like...
Yeah, so this is what I was thinking, but you're thinking, like, oh, my God, I got to poop, and this one is
right.
Might be the end of me.
One feels, this one feels life-ending. Mm-hmm.
You're like...
This is my seventh one today. This one...
Oh, I'm back.
It's so funny that we're talking about this, because I have a question later on that refers to
sometimes I eat too fast and you have that, like, that little, like, that, you got a burp.
Yeah, there
that
is pain, a little,
like, that indigestion.
There isn't really a clear.
That's once a day for me.
Royals won, by the way. 31 wins.
There is on track for the worst record question. In the world.
So I don't want to bore the the people.
We'll move on.
In my life, at least three times a day.
Three times a day.
Three seems like a lot, but I think at least once a day.
Seems like you worry a lot.
I worry a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What is this?
I don't know.
Age.
Probably.
How many people die a day in the United States? Per day.
Per day? 735.
No. Hey, hold on.
735 or 735,000.
I'll say 735,000. Leave the window cracked.
Really?
400,000.
400,000 per day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I was going to say 735 people.
8,000.
What?
Oh, it's close.
Fuck?
I win.
Okay. Okay.
$1, Bob.
But look.
Ooh, yep. Nailed it.
Do you not remember, I don't know, 48 pods ago? I can't remember.
400,000?
China? Yeah. China?
You guys are way up there.
China, I have no clue what's going on in the world.
China's,
I have zero.
China's 30K per day.
Well, 30? Yeah, they have the majority of
India's
the population.
India's 25.
And now India has
people?
The majority of the population.
25,000 people.
They're both,
India has more higher population than China.
Have you seen those roads?
I think India does. Yeah.
Have you seen the roads in India?
Yeah. That's you talked about a 30-foot cliff?
Yeah. And the tuk-tuks?
Yeah, motherfucker. With their pickups, or not pickups,
they're tuk-tuks.
But do you remember the pod that I may have asked a random question about?
How many people are born in the United States
That's
today?
What I was getting at. Per day, there's more people born per day than die per day.
And that is the problem with the economy. You know?
That's why my water tastes like Clorox.
That's exactly right.
Damn it.
That's going to kill you.
10,000.
I still love it. 10,000 born and 7,000 die? 8,000 die.
In the U.S.?
So every day.
2,000.
That number's not good.
Every day you're gaining 200,000 people in population. Every day.
Every day.
Fuck, get on eBay, guys. Let's buy them cars before them fucking asshole people that are being born by them.
Fucking Zavennials.
Let's get them. We got to get them now.
We're looking at 600,000 people more each year are living.
That's USA.
Just in the U.S.
Yeah,
600,000 people per year.
385,000 babies.
Yeah, China start whacking fools.
Per day?
Worldwide.
India, though.
385.
What's India? How many people in India die a day, and how many babies are born in India?
We just talked about how many people die in India.
How many?
It's like 30,000.
Yeah. So how many people are born?
India is 25,000 people die per day.
And how many are born? 25,000.
That's so fucking many, dude. Jesus.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
I don't even know 25 people. 25.
Yes, I barely.
74,000.
Holy
God,
are born
shit.
Per day.
Almost 50,000 more.
Fucking like
than
rats,
are dying.
One, dude. Yeah. 3-to-1.
3-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
So three people are born versus one person.
51 births per minute in India.
God,
they fucking.
Yo.
They fucking.
God, we gotta take a trip.
No, we don't.
What?
Who's we?
No, this sounds like a terrible idea.
Who's
what the fuck? What?
India?
There's 25,000 people are dying. Stay out of there.
I don't care
how many people are born.
The fucking people alive, maybe.
You
I'm fucking keep the population going.
How?
You're right. I'm shooting blanks. I'm not keeping anybody going.
And we've already talked about this. You're shitting on the train tracks, bro.
Hey,
so
they're doing a good enough job themselves. Why the fuck would you need to go?
Also,
there?
I don't like Indian food, dude. I don't want to go to India.
It's hot.
It's not very good.
It's just
weird.
You'll see me. I'll be cruising my tuk-tuk. Hey, fucking.
You like summer.
Yeah.
You like summer. Why don't you go ahead and go? You like summertime.
Dude, they're bathing
I love
in the same river.
Go to India then.
Check yourself.
Do you guys like any of
God damn.
It's the food.
I've never even had any.
It's not.
The smell doesn't.
It is not. You don't like that curry?
I've never had curry, so I don't know.
You've never used curry when you cook?
Not eat curry.
Huh?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
true.
To PB's no, point.
That's a very good point. Hey,
let's get him on the end.
Might be one of those.
Curry might be one of your
If that happens, instances. Just leave me in the bed. Nobody knows nothing. Nobody knows shit.
You got windows,
though. I got windows.
I'll crack a window.
I got two windows in my bedroom.
See, he might,
why is he even gonna
we might know not know for 12 years. How'd he double
die?
That?
He died of that Steph Curry.
Jiff would just sleep down here.
He died of that Steph Curry. He died of that Steph Curry.
I don't know nothing about no curry.
It's not for me.
That sounds like...
Don't go there, Tom.
Let's go.
Don't go to Indian. It's a bad scenario.
Let's go get fucking Indian food.
Where? I don't even know where.
Because you think they're fucking a lot because they're having a lot of babies?
It
sounds like
we don't have to go there. We just go up the street for Indian food.
Oh, Indian food?
Curry.
That sounds bad too.
We're close to
home. Have you had it?
Yeah.
You like it?
Didn't die.
Fuck. Well, I've got a lot of shit that I didn't die from.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fuck it. Let's do it.
But yeah, let's go.
You're not gonna like it.
Oh man,
it's not delicious.
You're not gonna like it.
Dude, I'm gonna destroy all of our toilets.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm not going to make it.
I'm backing out. I'm backing out already. No, I'm out. I don't want
to
do it.
You might lose your anus.
We'll go up to Legends of India. It's right up the street.
That's not
Indian
Asia.
Food.
Asia. It's Legends of Asia, bro.
But you do
Legends of India.
Are you asking if I've had Oriental food?
No.
That's different.
Did you just start a restaurant chain?
What the fuck?
Legends of India.
Fast food. Legends of India.
You're lucky this podcast, nobody listens to this shit. Because they would fucking hate you.
Fucking Dolly is the
you
biggest celebration.
You would be canceled so fucking fast, bro.
We would have to kick you off.
Yeah, like, you can't wear your shoes in the restaurant.
I can't wear my shoes?
No, not in Legends of India. You don't wear shoes
everybody's
in there.
Everybody's got to get slippers.
I saw Donnie Brasco.
Yes, you slide in your slippies. Right,
that's fine. We'll do slippers.
You take off some cowboy boots.
Well, hey, you got to slide in. Yeah.
I'll have slipper cowboy boots.
Donnie Brasco had to take off his cowboy boots.
I love slipper cowboy boots. It's not new.
They beat up that poor fella.
Yeah, he did not make it.
Hey, you guys ever called the Hall & Oates hotline?
What?
Yes.
I know about this.
For real?
Do you?
There is a Hall & Oates hotline.
That's epic because I love Hall &
Oates. Like a Mike Jones situation?
I've never called it, but we're going to.
Yeah, it just.
Does it just play their music?
I love Hall & Oates.
Song, right? I think so. What's their main jam?
Man Eater?
Yeah.
No,
one.
I can't go for that. That's not the one.
That's not. Everybody knows the fucking one.
It's the name. It's like Rachel or Judy or.
Everybody knows
it's a name.
God, what is it?
PB knows
Caroline.
I do know it.
No, it's not Caroline. That's fucking Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Wow.
What
I can't
is
believe
it?
You know that.
What is it?
You ready?
Yeah.
When you said, for some reason, you said Judy, but it's not, it's not Judy.
It's not that.
Isn't that the Beatles?
Welcome to Call the Note.
Jude.
Your emergency Hall & Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press one.
Dude,
one-on-one?
That chick sounds kind of hot.
Sarah.
Please press 3. To hear privatized, please press 4.
She sounds hot.
You can choose.
She sounds
song.
Pretty
There's
hot.
There's only 4 songs to choose from.
What was the first one? That's the one you want to choose.
That's what I played.
No, I want Sarah's smile.
It's not an option. It even sounds like it's being played through a telephone from the 1960s.
Yeah. Rich Girl wasn't on there?
Rich
Girl.
We
gotta play Rich Girl.
Was it?
Yeah, number 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich Girl might be up there on top of the chart.
Oh, I have to call back in order to play the
Rich Girl
song.
And fucking.
I have to call
Sarah
back.
Smile.
Dude,
Sarah smile.
It sounds like it's being played through an elevator. For sure. Dude, how hot does this chick sound?
Sounds Indian.
Rich Girl? We're doing Rich Girl?
Yeah.
There it is.
Ah,
yeah, everybody knows that one.
My question is, why is this even a thing?
And it's probably been a thing for years.
So long. It sounds like it's
somebody pays for this.
Yeah.
For all the dudes that are trying to get my phone number, I'm going to give them that one.
All the dudes. Sure.
Oh, man.
I'll be like, choose number 2.
It is area code
when he goes to India.
719.
When I go to India, this is what I'm playing, giving everybody.
719-266-2837.
That's heard that.
Did you know about this?
No, I did know about it, yeah. But I didn't know it was like this. I never called it. I heard about it.
Such a good song.
Dude,
great
song. I think it is a good lot song. Of those.
Could you dial 281-330-800-PHONE?
Isn't there one for Wham?
Well,
281.
Hold on. What's the area code?
281-280-330-8004.
Are we
prank calling
people? Who was
the
dude? Get ready.
Hey,
the jerky
boy? If it's still alive, I am not talking.
It's still going. No, no, it's not. This better still be active.
If someone answers, just hang
on. Get ready.
Are we the jerky boys?
This okay.
Is, get ready.
I need y'all to this is shut active. The fuck up.
Ready?
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Mike Jones, you done me dirty. Son of a bitch.
Was that his...
281-330-8004.
Yeah, fucking. It's God insane damn it. That you guys know that, but...
Hit Mike Jones up on the low. Mike Jones about to blow.
Woo.
Sorry. Yeah, man. I didn't know that that was a thing.
Press was like, God, I'm not talking.
Yeah, he used to have that phone number.
Like,
you could call it. He'd call it, he'd talk
could
to you.
Could you imagine if Mike Jones was just like, hey, what's up? You're like, Mike Jones? He's like, yeah, what's up? Like, hey, this Low Life Social Club.
Hey, what's up, man? Called this hotline.
What do you need to do?
Good old days.
He's like, I'm making Indian food right now.
What's the what's the other song? The other song that has the phone number? 867-5309. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they didn't have an area code, so now they make it to where you have to dial an area code.
California.
What's the area code in California?
312.
No, area code. Yeah, it's three digit.
111.
We need 3 digit. 111?
001.
Yeah. That's the area code?
That's what I heard.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just didn't know that was a thing, so.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't know it was a thing. Well, I did know it was a thing, but I never called it.
At least 9 options.
Yeah,
yeah, right. They have more than 4 songs.
Yeah, right.
Like they kind of shortchanged them a little bit, didn't they? Probably not even their best.
I wonder who's doing it, Hall or Oat. Maybe I think they're both still alive.
Maybe it's
Yeah,
and.
They are.
Maybe
and Oat shaved off his mustache.
Oh,
is this what? And?
Oh, he's just Oat now.
Yeah.
He's Hall and Oat.
Hall and Oat.
Lost his stash.
He did lose his stash. That's just bullshit. Like, you can't cut off the thing that you're most known for, you know?
Is he most known for his mustache?
I mean, fucking...
Yeah.
Well, you can. What's his face, did it? What was the saxophone player?
Kenny G.
No, not Kenny G, the other fucking guy. Michael Bolton.
He didn't have a mustache.
Michael Bolton had a
mustache. No, but he had the hair. And he cut it all off. Remember when he cut it all off, right? It was like a thing?
Like you did.
They made a big deal about it.
Badass motherfucker, then. Yeah.
He did make
a big deal
about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? You can still do it. It's fine.
Yeah, you're right. No, I disagree.
No?
Yeah, I don't appreciate it.
I don't appreciate it. You're right, PB. God damn, you're right.
I don't know if I'm right.
Hey,
I don't appreciate
since you're back,
yes.
What the fuck have you done for the last 2 years?
Mm. Worked.
Is your mother-in-law still alive, or is your father-in-law? Do they live with you?
They live with me. Yes, they are alive.
Okay, making sure.
They just came by last week, actually.
Mm. So nothing exciting.
Yeah, nothing exciting.
You said daughter's off of college.
Yep. Daughter is off of college. Okay. Got his license.
Didn't know you had a daughter.
I don't fucking know.
He just turned 16, or
try
what?
Trying to tell my
She's 31.
Away from guys like HT,
this handsome fella over here.
Yep.
If you got a mustache, you're out.
So just got his license? Did you teach him to drive, or did your wife?
I taught him to drive, mostly.
Work in progress.
Took, classes, and yes, work in progress.
He did take classes. That's good. Yes. That's good.
Really?
Yeah, they they took him out, picked him up at the house, took him out, so that was pretty cool.
Cool.
But, he's a terrible driver.
Still. Yeah. Is he, like, overwhelmed, or just not confident, or...
Crazy. Get it from his mama.
Oh, gotcha. One of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fearless.
He just doesn't pay attention.
Gotcha.
Which is always a bad thing when you're behind a 2,000-pound piece of equipment.
Correct.
So.
What's he driving, a fucking Escort?
An MT Taurus.
Like two-door with no fucking hatch? 2,000 pounds? Jesus Christ, it's a motorcycle.
It's a Taurus.
Fucking
2,000 Taurus. 2002 Taurus.
I really appreciate that you got him a piece of shit as the first car.
Well, it was my daughter's first car.
Did you buy it?
Oh, he got it.
Did you buy it?
My daughter did, yeah. Well, I gave her money for it, and she put money
Okay, so you bought the car basically for your son.
Well, for my daughter, and then he got it. It got passed
Delicious.
Down.
Okay.
Yeah, as a first car. So.
That's a great first car.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually in great shape. I got I got the rear suspension fixed on that thing, and when they got done with it and brought it to the house, I was walking by and I'm like, holy shit, I didn't know the truck was supposed to be that high because it was sitting so low.
Sagging.
You know? Oh,
yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it drives like a champ. 140,000 miles on it.
That's it?
That's it.
That's fucking good. I feel bad for a 21-year-old
kid. Every kid needs to have a car like that. Was their first car?
That's what I said. Well, my daughter wrecked it a couple. Well, she got hit a couple times in the back end. Not wrecked, but.
So,
it's not.
She's in college now.
Perfect.
You're killing me,
she's got a cruise. She just ran into some curbs.
So. We need to get something up underneath this. Those fucking curbs. They'll get you.
They'll get you.
Oh, now we're golden.
Jump out and get you, bro.
Cool.
Bubble on the sidewall where it was split, where she hit a curb. I'm like, really?
So, fucking curbs.
It happens.
They always just jump right up.
I almost got one today.
Did you?
Thank God for the brr. Hit me. Brr. Oh, shit.
Just would have matched your busted-ass windshield. What the fuck is that all about?
At this point, it's... I'm that thing's like fucking 6 months like, old.
Damn, how did he even see out that windshield?
It started with one chip.
Yeah.
I parked it outside, and then it came out, and it was like...
All right, well, that was boring as fuck.
I'm letting it ride.
No, I just...
Oh, you got anything?
I hadn't talked to PD in a while. I just wanted to see where he'd been. Yeah, I got some things. Yeah.
This is an open invitation for PV.
I got some things.
He can come here anytime he wants.
I got some things.
You can. You absolutely can.
I don't have...
You got nothing? You came here with nothing? I gave you all the fucking...
Yeah, it's been 3 months.
Yeah.
We've been
three fucking months, and I feel like we just were here.
We weren't.
I know.
3 months ago.
I know. I'm fully
three
aware.
3 months. Feels like it was 3 years ago.
You know, speaking about that.
Oh, shit. What do you got?
Just like the whole, like, it's been 3 months thing.
Uh-huh.
Wise words were told to me yesterday. Today.
Today. Okay. Hit us with it.
The days seem to be getting longer, but the years are getting shorter.
Shit.
That's exactly right.
I remember that Motley Crue.
Was that a Motley Crue line?
Yeah.
Well, fuck me, because I'm writing it on my mirror, dude.
You should fucking write it on your skin.
I should.
Yeah.
We should.
We all should.
Right now.
I shall.
Yeah.
Did you buy anything on eBay yet?
No.
Let's go.
We're getting ready to buy some on eBay.
All right, the LSC tattoo yet?
Oh, yeah, I got the LSC.
Where is it?
The PB got the first. He got the first one.
PB got the first one and the best one.
Yeah,
original.
Yeah,
absolutely. Let's see it, bro.
Absolutely the best one.
God damn, that thing looks.
It needs that dirty yellow,
fucking...
like the Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah.
Oh, the drip it. Shit.
Oh yeah, like it's all like nasty pus.
I'm telling you what, dude.
Pus.
You got to show that to Tom. That thing's looking that crispy, bro.
I looked at it earlier when it came in.
Yeah,
that thing looks legit.
I'm amazed.
Like I know, right?
Let me,
that turned out.
God damn it. Hold on.
Look at that thing.
Wow.
Dude.
You've never seen that before?
No, I have, but
it is
the best
solid.
One.
Yeah. 5 years later.
It's absolutely the best.
How has everyone gotten significantly worse at tattooing?
Oh, fuck
and you're like, oh my God. All
he was in his underwear.
Yeah, he was in his fucking whitey tighties.
He fucking took all
that?
His clothes off to tattoo you.
This is a duo between Jake and Tom.
Oh, shit.
Tom did the double on the letters. He did them once and they were terrible, and he did them again and they were terrible.
Dude, that night.
Hey.
Oh, hey, it's there.
Boy.
It is what it is.
I laughed
PB,
hard that night.
PBs and HTs are fucking
solid.
So good, dude, to me. I love HTs because it's so bad.
It's
so bad.
PBs is legit.
I hooked up PB and then I fucked HT. I fucked them up
hard. You didn't drink enough.
I know.
He was not drinking. Because you weren't in your underwear either.
I know.
No.
Yeah.
He was in his underwear.
I was in my underwear.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, but I was sober.
Sober as a gopher.
I was sober as a gopher.
How awkward is that?
Yeah.
It didn't go as bad.
Nervous and PBs. I'm still nervous, but my hand was just flowing.
Oh, well,
yeah, that thing was
sweet.
It's fucking going.
That's what they
bro.
Get. I got him sober as a gopher.
Yeah,
this fucking shit just wasn't.
It's still
and
good.
The moral of the story, you want a tattoo by me, sober or drunk? It's great.
It's great.
Fucking amazing. Hit me up, guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jerry's tattoos at the LSC.
Jerry's tattoos.
Let go.
In the lair.
All right. I'll give you a choice.
Okay.
You want to do randos, or do you want to do a, if you had to guess? I've only got like 3 acronyms, so we can't do that.
Okay.
Ackermans.
So start with Nino.
Ackermans. Nino, what you want to do? If you had to guess, or you want to do randos?
I feel like if you had to guess, sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you had to guess, I only have 1, 2, 3,
We can go around the table.
I only got 14. So
you got enough.
Yeah, 11 or 12.
Fucking get the fuck.
He's like, I don't have much, guy. Okay.
All right, we got to choose, guys.
Okay. I have a few.
Every question I'm going to ask begins with, if you had to guess.
If you had to guess.
Okay.
If you had to guess.
Got you.
Why do our ears ring?
Damn, that's a
fuck.
God, dang, oh, man.
Hit me with that deep shit.
This dude comes with hitters every time.
Oh,
he comes with hitters every time.
I had to guess.
I don't have an answer. I've not Googled this question.
But we can talk through it.
If I had to guess.
But if you had to
guess.
If I
had to guess.
You guess, I'll let you know how close you are. If you are.
Why our ears ring?
Why do our ears ring?
Cancer.
Man. Oh my God. That's awful.
Interesting. My brain instantly goes, it's confused because it's the ear drum, and drums are not a ringing sound.
They're pounding.
It's more of a doo doo doo, you know?
Okay. Tell us about drums.
Well, tell me about a ring.
Ding, ding. Call Hall & Oates.
Ding. Hall & Oates.
Call Hall & Oates. I'm stumped.
Okay. So I just clicked on
why
it.
Do?
It
why?
Says there's six reasons your ears might be ringing.
Six fucking reasons? Is cancer one of them?
Number four.
Yeah, cancer definitely.
Has to be.
Number four.
You can't Google shit without cancer being something.
Number four is medications.
What do you
really?
Want? What do you want?
Hmm?
You're medicated.
Oh, my.
I can tell by looking at your eyes.
I'm not.
This is.
Oxy.
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
All the oxys.
Tinnitus?
Oh, yeah.
Tinnitus. Tinnitus.
Yep.
100%. I did not know that's how tinnitus. Tinnitus was spelled.
Tough actin, tenactin.
Tinnitus can be a side effect of certain prescription meds such as antibiotics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and diuretics, or water pills, and even over-the-counter pills like aspirin.
Can make your ears.
In addition to that, I don't know what that is.
Big word.
blah, 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 blah. A full list of possible tinnitus-inducing meds can be found here. Talk to your doctor.
Well, that's me.
Well. You got tinnitus?
Talk to me.
Dr. Tom.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. It sounds like ear ringing just is a thing. That
just let's know. Number six is COVID-19.
Oh, of course. It's a new cancer.
The new cancer. Yeah.
Everything.
Number one is loud music. Number two is too much wax.
Yeah, but what makes a ringing sound?
Yeah, what's causing it? Like, why is it doing that?
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Why a ring?
Yeah.
Why not a drum?
We need to hire a Google guy.
Wow, that was
you know,
right.
We can keep chatting.
He was the intern.
You know,
he got fired.
What the fuck?
We had the intern.
Where is he?
Yes.
Where is the intern?
He wasn't cutting the mustard.
Well, you treated him badly, I think is what it was.
Oh,
is
shit.
That really what it is?
I don't know. That's just from
every Spitball good man. Company treats somebody bad.
Hey, this says eight causes.
The guy brought printed paper to a table. With a story on it. I don't even remember what it was. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah, what was that even about?
I don't know. He had a whole like 14 pages of really bad printed ink.
There's a lot of things going on at that time, guys.
Yeah, okay? There was.
He
there
probably
was.
Had tendonitis.
Tonight.
Tendonitis?
Whatever.
His joints were tough? Yeah. Tennis elbow?
Tennis elbow. Causes ringing in your ears is what I heard.
Yeah. Move on. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Tinnitus. We'll just call that the answer.
Hey, I'll tell you this. It's another sucky thing to have, like hiccups.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. Tommy.
Hey, man.
If you had to guess, how old is the CD?
As what?
The compact disc.
If you had to guess.
If you had to guess.
Right, do you mean like when it came out?
Like how many years old is it?
Hmm. Yeah. Ooh.
Just guess.
BB's like, I know.
Guess, because it's not like you have to guess like 100 years.
Right. No. I'm going to say 35.
35 years.
Solid guess.
That's a good guess.
At the time of the technology's introduction in 1982.
Damn.
A CD could store much more data than a personal computer hard disk drive.
All those are good guesses.
Early 80s, though. I would think 80s.
But this says
later 80s.
Let me go down one. The CD was invented in 1979.
Damn.
So it wasn't really
at a time before it's at a time before online music existed, it became the most sophisticated way to store and play music.
It's like saying when was the computer created? 1951.
So,
but it wasn't like
1979. We'll call it.
Was music
So that's me, what, 40?
82. Yeah, but that's just a compact.
45 years?
That's what I'm saying. Was music the first data to be put on a CD or data? Computer data. Yeah.
It's got
data. Data? Is it data?
Is it data?
For the sake I don't know. Fuck. Yeah. For the sake of the rhyme.
I'm a data guy.
I'm a data guy.
It sounds cool. Data.
For the sake of the rhyme.
Yeah, for the sake of the rhyme. You were close, dude.
PB.
That was pretty fucking good.
This one might
be. Pretty fucking good.
Now, I don't have an answer for this.
Yeah.
I'll Google it to see what the average person does. But if you had to guess, how many miles do you think you walk in a year?
Oh, my God.
This is just astronomical. I would probably go with
7.
I'd do that by noon. I would say
7. I thought he was going to say like 700. I know.
I was like, 1,000. 7. I was waiting
for I would say 15,000.
15,000 miles.
Let me put some
update.
Hold on. No, I'm just trying to math it before you say anything.
You said in how, what's the year in a year?
I'm going with like 5 miles a day. Right?
Yeah.
That's my math off.
5 miles a day?
Yeah.
God.
Okay,
damn.
Now, granted,
no, that's probably
some of us walk more than others, Nico.
Right.
You walk about
at a warehouse.
A mile and a half.
Works at a plant.
Yeah, I know, but.
Not 15,000.
So you're talking miles, right?
1,500
miles per year. How many miles do you think?
Off on that. You think that'd be 1,500.
You think 1,500?
Yeah, 1,500.
That might be right for you, and I don't know.
Right.
But this says, how many miles does the average person walk in a year? This is approximately 1,182 miles each year.
You're pretty damn close.
Or 74,462 miles over the average lifetime.
What was the year? 11,000?
1,182 per year.
82. That's about so 5 miles a day.
Yeah,
or that's actually less. It's like
a little less, about four
3.3 miles a day.
Well, we all don't work from home like you, Nino.
One day a week. Actually, it doesn't even matter. I still work in an office.
Like it gets less and less every time. It's like, oh yeah, it
used to be 4 days a week, man.
It was 3, and we went to 2.
In 3 months from now, episode 95, Nico's gonna be like,
but
I work from home for 1 hour.
It doesn't matter because I still work. It's office. Like,
I've never worked from home in my life.
Office setting.
For one day a week. He was real quick to throw that son of a bitch out, wasn't he? So quick.
I
used a stapler and a hole punch.
I was told I was going to get cake.
Stapler and a whiteout. I do have whiteout.
Yeah, I know.
When's the last time you've used whiteout?
Never.
Never used whiteout?
Well, probably a
it's
long,
so
long
fun,
time
dude.
Ago.
It's so fun. It's kind of fun.
God, Jared, this is a perfect one for
you. He does everything in pencil.
I do.
Ah, that's true. You're not a pen guy.
If you had to guess,
mm-hmm.
How many ways to die are there?
There's a TV show.
1,000.
There you go.
Yes, correct. Great show.
But fucking for real? Like, how many ways is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's infinite. Infinite.
If you had
yeah.
to guess.
Infinite.
There's a fucking trillion.
A trillion?
That's my guess, yeah. To die?
That brown.
You can die from anything.
There's
dude.
A lot of
from
stupid
absolutely
ways.
Absolutely anything.
Absolutely anything.
I'll take that one.
You want me to see what the Google machine
sure,
says?
Sure, yeah. Hit me.
It's infinite.
Let's find out.
It's gotta be, man.
10.
You could die from anything.
Thousand.
You could die from trillion. Anything.
Trillion.
That fucking tiger yeah, parent could kill me.
It could fall off and accidentally wrap around my fucking neck yeah. and I suffocate from it.
Or the fucking little tacks could yeah. get me in the eyes and then my heart somehow.
Give me tendonitis.
Tendonitis.
Die from it.
Infinite.
It's gotta be.
Jeeves, Jesus Christ. I know
yeah.
you're on Android, but holy shit.
We gotta get Jeeves in the house.
You're on a Kyocera.
I googled... How many different ways to die are there?
It's listing them.
And the first thing that says is, help is available.
Hey.
988, Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
All he's done.
Just so everyone's clear, we're all good.
Yeah.
We're just asking questions.
He just reopened the window he had already opened.
We're just doing history, a little bit of math, and a little bit of science.
Just a little bit of math.
I'm actively upset. Let me pull this window back open again. Oh, 188.
No, new tab. Leave that one over here. New tab.
New tab.
Go back to that.
So this is all broke down by like classifications.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Spell classification.
It says universally there are 5 categories of or manners of death classifications.
Sure.
Natural, accident, homicide, suicide, or undetermined.
Right.
That's not what I want to know.
What do you think? What do you think your neighbors?
That's infinite. Then.
Correct.
That's infinite amount of fucking
undetermined
time. Undetermined
cause of death.
Next question.
You can die from it.
That's what they did, Schmirk. They did undetermined with Schmirk.
Schmirk Johnson.
Smirk Swanson.
Smirk Return.
Smirk Swanson.
Smirk Swanson.
This says Death Index top 59 ways.
What's the
what kind of weird ass that they stopped at 59? Like they couldn't fucking find the like one other one for
1,000 ways to die. List of deaths.
What is what's the swan? Is the swan food die. Truck still a thing?
Yeah.
So still a thing. Again, yeah. No
Swan,
shit.
Swan's man, yeah. He's,
no
Swan,
shit.
Yeah, he's out there.
He's around.
I haven't seen one in
a long time. That could be a way to die. Schwan man runs
there's
you over?
There's one Schwan man.
You get trapped in a Schwan freezer, yeah,
one
man. Dude?
There's two. One Schwan man.
One?
One.
In the country?
And he kills you?
He travels, bro.
He's a murdering Schwan.
There's at least three ways to die by the Schwan.
How many
Schwan? So we're just going to stick with 1,000 ways to die?
No, a trillion.
A trillion ways to die?
Mm-hmm.
How many Schwan drivers do you think there are in the U.S.? Where is Schwan?
Schwan Johnson?
Schwan Johnson. I haven't seen one in a long time. I was like, oh, shit.
You know, no, there's
those little
there.
Pastel
there's
yellow trucks.
Still fucking there, yeah.
You know.
Damn.
Hit me.
Hit him.
Sorry, I was just...
If you had to die... I mean, if you had to guess.
Oh my God.
I was looking straight at the word. I was looking straight at the word on my phone. If you had to guess... What's the average lifespan of a Major League Baseball?
Oh, my God. Baseball? Shit. If I had to guess.
That's in play.
Yeah.
So if you hit a home run, that lifespan's dead. If you hit a foul ball, that lifespan's dead.
I guess the question would be like, what? How does a baseball die?
Nine pitches.
Trash.
Anything out of play.
So I'm thinking, yeah, like half a game. Yeah. Seven
a
innings.
Baseball's life is in pitches, right?
So the umpire throws pitcher the ball.
Ball, yeah.
Pitcher's going to throw that ball to a batter.
Right.
Pitches. How many pitches does that pitcher throw that ball before it's fouled off, home run?
Oh. Oh, in, we're in talking play. In okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, four.
Four?
Let's go four. Yeah.
You said four?
I say nine.
Closer.
Six,
really?
The actual answer is seven.
Seven
average
pitches
per Major League Baseball.
We need to get in the baseball.
Seven pitches.
Business.
Yeah. I mean, you're just making
you're
a fucking
seven.
Seven life. That's your life of your product.
So many balls.
And they're like, what, $5 a ball?
What? That's another. What do you, I mean, you, all these balls are retired at some point.
Yeah, where,
I mean,
sure
what
they,
is it?
I'm sure they go to
just our baseball recycling factory.
You know.
Well, yeah, but sometimes it, you know, there's a bucket.
Bo Jackson signs them.
True, that's good.
They make
good.
Fucking
they're all signed
little
and
league
shit.
Baseball yeah.
game used
yeah.
signed
yeah.
ball.
Yeah, I was just curious about that.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Seven pitch.
Tommy, if you had to guess, what's a whale's dick called?
Oh. Yeah, this is perfect for you.
Whales.
A whale.
Dick.
Whale's dick. And that's not called a dick.
So this is one word. What? It's a fablucock.
Oh, shit, I remember
that. A fablucock?
That's a big word.
That's a fablucock.
It's a dork.
A dork? Yeah, dork. Dude, come on.
You knew that?
You dork?
Knew that?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well,
did you really know that?
I knew that.
I heard that in a trivia thing.
Yeah, dork. I've heard it. Yeah. I've heard it.
You did too.
Yeah. Huh.
So that's where that came from.
That's
where that came
dork.
From.
Dork.
You're a dork.
You're a fucking dork.
You're a whale cock.
Whale dick.
You're a whale dick.
Whale dick.
You whale cock.
I'm going to use that more now that I know
where it came from. Isn't that a positive term?
What animal's dick name is nerd?
It's fucking huge.
That's what I'm going to do. A squirrel dick name is nerd. Squirrel dick.
Nerd. It's because it's little. Like
all right, PB, are you ready for this one? This
yes.
is a great one.
It's not
this is a fucking great one.
Let's do it.
If you had to guess, what's the average times a day a person opens the fridge?
Ooh, this has got for me. It's a lot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna go with
sometimes just out of boredom.
12.
I was gonna say 12.
I'm gonna guess it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, I'm
22.
I'm going.
I said it's in 12, so.
22.
12.
That's my guess.
I'm going to go with 12.
Jared is 212.
I'm, yeah.
Feeding on over there.
I don't know. Really hard gummy.
Haribos?
Somebody closes the bag.
There's six left. Nobody's closing the bag
I
on
thought
six.
You liked it when it didn't close.
Me?
Yeah.
With hard ones?
I like
but with whatever ones.
The bag closed?
Yeah, I thought you'd like to keep the bag open.
You said how many times a day?
I
said 22. He said 12.
I like the bag closed so much that I keep the air out before I close my shit.
The number that I keep seeing is 22.
22 times.
22 times a day.
How many times do you open that business, just look in there, and just get so sad?
At least three.
Just like, oh, man. I don't even know what I want.
Same shit. Sometimes I walk by it and open it for no goddamn reason at all.
Absolutely.
I'm like, yeah, still the same shit in there.
Yeah.
I ain't even hungry.
Yeah.
I'm just like, eh, fuck it.
Just open it to see if something catches your eye.
Like, I've caught myself many times. Like, what the fuck am I opening? God damn it, close the door.
God damn it.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Jerry.
That's fine. 22 times.
How many, if you had to guess, how many ways can you make change for a dollar?
Oh my God.
One. Damn, that's a fucking good one, isn't it?
For a dollar. All right, so got at least 99 pennies.
Well, it'd be 100.
Well, I'm just saying if I'm making change for the dollar.
Right, but
you get they have to equal it.
They have to equal the dollar.
So if someone says, give me a change for this dollar,
I got you.
It'd be 100 pennies.
I was thinking like something cost a penny and they gave me a dollar.
Four quarters, 10 dimes, all that shit.
Shit, man.
It's a lot.
I got to guess.
Well, how many ways?
2,800.
Ooh, not that many.
Oh, shit.
How many ways can you... So
258.
Much closer.
All right, cool.
Really?
Much closer.
I'm hitting it. Let's go.
The correct answer is 293.
God damn, I'm on point.
293 ways
to make change for a dollar.
God damn.
So one way is 100 pennies.
Right.
Right?
So then you have 99
break it down.
95 pennies in a nip. Oh my God.
Right.
Holy shit.
You know. So,
yeah. Fuck.
He's still chewing on that gummy bear. He's still trying to fuck.
I was trying to eat three of them.
How many years of your life?
That's one of the ways you can die. Stop.
Right.
Hard Haribos. Choke and die.
How many years of your life is spent in the bathroom?
Oh, man.
Five.
It depends. It does depend.
Yeah, it definitely depends. Mine, 10. Average, 5. Tom's
7.5.
11.
How many?
He doesn't have a disease, but
a times
that
a
guy
day.
Is fucked up.
Yeah. 11 times a day, easy.
Oh, man, that is tough.
What if you just hang out in there and play video games on your phone?
We're not true. In your life.
Like you're just trying to get away from somebody. I bet they're not counting that. Yeah, I bet they're not counting that. That's legit.
Especially when it's hot out.
Yeah,
right. As it's cool. As
I feel like it's a lot. Tunnel. I feel like it's quite a bit.
I just down there. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just like fucking hot, motherfucker. What's on my.
Well, that's where the air conditioning's at.
Well, there you go.
PB 14.
I feel like.
At least.
5 years isn't a bad number. I mean, it seems reasonable.
It's mine. Average, not me or Tom.
Yeah,
or PB.
Normal folk. I don't know. Maybe less. I go.
What's the
let's
question
go four.
Again?
Let's go 4 years. How many years?
Oh, this is gonna fuck you up.
Oh shit.
The question again.
How
life?
Long does the average person spend in the bathroom per year? One poop per day, at 12 minutes
Who's
each, would be 4,380 minutes per year, or 73 hours per year. The average life expectancy is 79 years old, so multiply 73 by 79 years, you get 5,767 hours. Then convert that number to days, and you get around 240 days.
Math.
You heard it here, folks.
Times five for
that's,
me.
That's not even
five
a year.
More. I don't even think that's right.
That's not even a year.
That's only one poop a day.
Yeah,
who for 12 minutes. For 12 minutes?
Not I, says
probably get another one out when I get home.
Yeah, right?
Taking seven.
Well, I got one more in me.
I would say 7.
Oh, if I don't go, I'm just going to sit there.
Yeah.
Oh, anyways.
Well, yeah, I have one more trip to the bathroom.
Yeah,
at least.
I mean, I might not do anything.
This is the thing. This one says the average person spends 1.5 years in the bathroom.
No, it's got to be more than that.
No but way. Is that going to the bathroom or showering also?
Yeah, so in my head, I was thinking like
I wasn't even thinking
pooping, shower. Oh, I was thinking all the bathroom time. Yeah.
I was
how many hours do you spend on the toilet per year?
That's a better question.
Let's see what that one says.
I mean, I put in 20 minutes I mean, I'll just slap down on that porcelain and chill for a little bit.
That's just it. You just don't. There's no concrete answer to that question.
Like, you know how, like, King Griffey Jr. has his own glove? Motherfucker, I could have my own toilet.
Yeah.
Like, you could signature patent your own series? Shitter?
Yeah.
Like, signature
series. Like, shape like, to your buttocks.
Mold it to your 2.7. Ass.
The yep. Jerry like 2.7, dog? Yeah. Uh-huh. God, no.
Starting with the 2.7?
Yeah, he's right out of the gate. Where'd the other fucking bottles go? They were all box. They were all beta.
Unless it's like the 50s or the 80s or the whatever, you know, you might be able to start with the one, but nowadays,
so they got
to put everything's right. already been created, yeah, you got to do like, you got to put your own spin on mm-hmm.
All right. Jared, Nino. 2.7. If you had to guess, how many feet long is a slinky?
This is Tommy's.
I as long as
what's up?
I had the toilet. Oh,
no.
I'm so sorry.
What's up?
You had to guess.
How long is a slinky?
How long is a slinky?
What?
How long is a slinky?
Oh, shit. I know this.
Doubt that.
Saw it in a documentary on a podcast.
Got you.
World record slinky stretched out.
Not a world record.
Yeah, it's manufactured the same way.
Oh my god.
Aren't they all the same?
I mean, they're probably off by like a couple hundred millimeters.
5,280 feet.
It's not a mile.
5,000 feet?
Not a fucking mile.
200 feet.
No, not even.
No.
Way longer?
Way shorter.
Yeah,
100 feet. Way.
You're getting closer. This says if you stretch out a standard slinky out flat, it would measure 87 feet long.
Oh, standard slinky. You should have worded it differently.
I left that one little word out.
I was
made all the difference.
That's still longer than I thought it would be. I was thinking like 20.
This says during the Vietnam War, slinkies were used as mobile antennas.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, they are made out of.
When a slinky's compressed, it's only 2.25 inches long, but it can be stretched out into a helix as long as 15 feet in length.
Same as my dick.
Two and a half to 15 foot.
Flaccid is 2.5, and your heart is 15 feet.
All right, that baby.
That's a murder weapon.
The last one I have.
That's a weapon. You had to guess
how many cows sacrifice their lives for a year's supply of footballs.
69
cows. Do you know how many footballs are made each year?
79.
I'm gonna go with.
That's pigskin, bro.
13,000.
Oh,
the pigskin.
Pigskin.
That's what I meant. Not cows. If you had to guess how many pigs sacrificed their lives
for
balls. Nice. Well done. I didn't even pick up on that.
I didn't either. I was like, oh, fuck.
All right, pigskin, motherfuckers.
They're probably not even made out of fucking.
I'm pretty sure it's cow leather.
I only play with vegan football.
It's 100% cow leather.
What did I say it was?
It might be
13,000.
He hit him with 13,000 oinkers.
That's a lot.
13K.
Well, they made a lot of footballs. You said so yourself.
They did make a lot of footballs.
You thought it was cows. Mm-hmm. Now he's changed
his tune. Yeah, I got to get to the bottom of this.
How come you don't already have the answers to these questions?
I mean, those type of footballs are only American, right? Like,
I think majority of footballs are not real leather.
XFLs are definitely synthetic.
Yeah, 100%.
Modern footballs used in college games and professional leagues are made of leather.
All right.
Footballs still have an internal bladder, but today they are made of polyurethane or rubber. Laces hold the leather panels of the football together.
This is out, Dan.
Why is football called pigskin? Ironically, though they are still called pigskins, nowadays all pro and collegiate footballs are actually made of cowhide leather.
I feel like
right when I said cow.
Sure. Yeah. So how many of them died?
3,000.
I would say, you can get a lot of
3,000.
It's a lot of sticks.
Yeah, but you got to make boots too.
And sticks.
And boots.
They're not sacrificed for boots and all.
And car seats.
3,000 cows are killed for footballs only.
Cowboy vests.
Do they like stamp those? Like football.
Here's a tidbit.
Right on their foreheads.
Just give them like a
right on their forehead. A beef plant, one of the largest in the world, they run 6,000 head of cattle a day.
Kill?
6,000 head of cattle a day go through that processing plant.
And they use all the parts.
Every single part.
Fucking upset.
Blood. I mean, everything. Every part of that cow is used for something.
Something.
What's the blood?
Blood goes into a meal for like dog food and animal feed.
What about bones?
Bones.
What about the dorks?
The penis is what it's called on a...
Oh, okay.
Those sent to China.
Hey-o!
Those sent to China.
That's why there's 30,000 people
eyeballs,
dying.
The dicks, and something else go to like, overseas.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
You being legit?
Swear to God, yeah.
Who does for a living?
How do you know all this?
Because I go through them every year.
What did they do with them in China?
I don't know.
They put them in soups.
I think they eat them.
Eyes,
eyeballs, dicks, and there's another part like an organ that they like. It's like a delicacy in China.
The dicks are?
I think so. I think it's like a they eat it.
Like I gotta go to China.
They fucking grind that up. It's for their like the libido.
I don't know anything about
it. They eat it for sex drive and shit.
Tiger dicks equal libido.
I didn't know about tiger dicks.
Tiger dicks, yeah. No, that's a real thing. Tiger dicks.
Tiger dick, that seems like a magical. I mean, tigers are rare, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that that's like a.
Cow. You know, a cow dick is so a cow dick.
Frowned upon?
A cow dick is a cow dick is a cow dick.
I don't think much is frowned upon in China.
That's what I was looking at. I was like, God, where are
tiger dicks.
I mean, I ain't knocking, you know, China.
I'm knocking China.
But it's sketchy.
Yeah, well,
they're grinding up tiger dicks.
They're eating.
I guarantee they're eating bull dicks and cow dicks.
They're eating cow dicks.
Mm-hmm.
What is it with the Chinese and dicks?
I don't know, man.
Huh?
You should try that.
They put them in like soups, and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Might
be better. It's like they a dry big them out. Dog.
Might be better. Like you buy them like
dry dog. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Dry dog soup.
Toss up.
You know, raw dog.
It's cheaper.
No lube.
No,
you know about that shit.
I do.
Just like a fucking bacon.
No, I don't really know. I assume they eat the eyes, but they're like legit little
eyeballs.
I think a lot of other ethnicities eat eyeballs.
They eat everything.
A lot of other things, yeah. Goat eyes.
All the organs.
Have you ever watched like Anthony Bourdain's? Like,
yeah, all the organs are getting eaten.
I don't get down on that
shit. What? Anthony Bourdain was a fucking G.
Yeah, I know he was.
The smelliest part.
I just can't get down on dryer, too.
Oh, no, I can't either, but I watched the show, and they they and it pops
it out.
Yeah, it's like,
no.
Yeah.
They crush it. And it's like just like a fucking gusher.
Like a fucking grape, dude.
Yeah, just like a gusher. You remember the gushers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love gushers.
Fuck. Oh, geez. I ain't talking about your old lady neither.
No.
Hey. Lego.
Boom.
Sprinkler.
All right, we need to get these sound effects on this thing. Let's go.
Another one. Hey, I'd like to thank everybody for not listening to this podcast.
37 people listen to it. So
how many? Hey, 37. That's true.
37.
Well, hopefully 37 will remember that sensual voice that has joined us this evening.
We're going to go up to 69.
It's gonna
happen again. Oh, yeah.
PB.
PB will peak us to 69.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Inviting you back, motherfucker. Like you need a.
You got a chair. You always have a chair.
Fuck out.
You can have my chair. It's the best chair in the house.
It is the best chair.
Just be polite.
Oh, well, yeah. Thanks, PB.
I mean, Jerry's chair so bad he has a support pillow.
Yeah, dude. I bought this on Facebook Marketplace, man, and it is a regret. I thought it looked good. I thought it looked good, but
is it comfortable?
It's the best looking chair here.
No.
Nino's is the best looking chair. Followed by yours.
No.
You think mine's better than yours?
Princess chairs over here.
No,
Princess Tim's
over
here. I fucking hate that chair.
That thing's sweet.
It might have been the first, but it's
it was definitely the first.
It was the first.
I mean, I respect it.
I love it.
I respect it too. I do. I respect it.
I respect the
first one. I respect it. Yeah,
I respect the.
I know. I see it every day when I come down here. I look at it.
He said, "Hand carved."
Oh, yeah.
You sure about that?
It's definitely not hand carved.
I think we should paint it.
No.
No.
Reupholster?
Spray paint it.
This sort of thing is worth $23, bro.
Reupholster
$3.
Can we reupholster it?
No. Reupholster it?
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah,
the shit is perfect. Look at that fucking zigzag.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
It's so soft.
I don't know how that chair ain't giving you back problems. Bro.
Yeah, it looks so uncomfortable.
It's bad, dude.
It's so fucking straight.
It's some kind of fucking Victorian era.
Shit, good looking chair, man. Feel good on my body, bro.
That's number four on my list, but hey.
Keeps his posture up. That's
to straight. Each their own. Right? Sure.
What's the ass on that?
Firm.
It just gives me the vibe that it just like over time it just asses out. It's just like a dome.
That's your ass. But I'm this one.
No, not his chair. No, this chair lasts fucking another millennia. Yeah.
I smoke many
that leather is legit. Yeah,
that's good weed chair. That's good weed chair.
That's some peanut butter guts, bro. Some
peanut butter.
Unfuckwittable.
It is some legit.
I've consumed quite a bit of marijuana in that chair, and it's a good chair.
As you should. I expect it.
I would say right now. Here. I would say right now. When it's just me and HT, he ain't sitting in that janky ass chair, bro.
He knows.
He's picking that chair. He's sitting over there in that fucking busted ass chair. No.
That's where he puts his feet.
At least I sit in my. I'm committed.
Yeah, you are.
I sit in this chair.
Committed. He takes his geriatric support out.
Support
and then he really sinks down.
I do too. I'll
is there a bottom support too?
No, not bottom.
It's just the back.
No, the bottom's good.
No booster seat.
Bottom's good. It's so deep.
Yeah, so you like, it's a more like, it like, set you up.
I'm constantly like, oh guys, what's it talking about?
Right. So now you can sit comfortably and still be on the mic.
I need to get like a bib mic thing.
One that wraps around your neck.
Yeah, so I can be like,
you can just hold it, like a take it
just
off the
put
stand.
Put it in between your tits.
I'm not gonna do that.
You don't want
to put it in between my tits? Oh, that's a good fucking call.
Just
well
just
done.
Just fucking tit drop your mic though.
He says good fucking call.